Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, man. That's good. I know it's Wednesday. It's sometimes Wednesdays ever feel like Monday to y'all? Anybody here? Hey, man. Well, that's it's good to see y'all anyway. Good smiling faces and just thankful for what the Lord's doing, and hope everybody's had a good week so far. Good Monday and Tuesday. The Lord's working in your life and it's been good seeing the Lord working, and it's good to see Sherry with us here tonight. If you're glad to see Sherry, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's working in Sherry's heart, and she said, I really want to be a part of the Wednesday night Bible study and prayer meeting. And so y'all encourage her. Keep praying for Sherry. She's really looking at the Lord and for great things. And we are too. Amen. For our own lives. And thankful for that song, Christ Liveth in Me, because that is the key, isn't it? It's not about me, it's Christ living in me and through me for His glory. And I see that Brother Jim, Miss Jean has been beating up on him again. We need to pray for them. No, you pray for Brother Jim. He's had some outpatient surgery there, removing some things there and on the face, and pray that all heals up well and that the job was complete there. And also pray, I'll mention a few of these things again. I get sort of turned around sometimes. The church I was last in, we did prayer requests at the beginning, so sometimes you'll hear me mention some prayer requests in the beginning, but I had a good visit with Shay Tate today, and was able to go over to the hospital, and she is in good spirits considering her situation, and I was able to meet her husband Paul and prayed with them. But we'll continue holding them up in our prayers. It's a very difficult time right now. A lot of some surgeries going on. You're up to date with the emails, but just wanted to mention that. Well, if you want to go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis, we'll start off in Genesis chapter 12. I'll try not to be too long tonight. You know, we got a couple meetings tonight, and then we don't want to cut our prayer time short. We want to keep that as definitely a priority as well. But good to see you here tonight. Good to see a good Wednesday night crowd. I'm encouraged. And you know what the Lord has been doing, and thankful for the good services this past Sunday. I've still been encouraged by that, and we'll keep praying to that end, that the Lord will just continue working. Amen. That's what we want. Tonight I battled about what the Lord exactly wanted me to bring, because there's some similarities in what we've been talking about, but I just feel like there's a common thread right there where the Lord wants me to be. And tonight, I'm just going to spend a little time talking about the faith of Abraham. The faith of Abraham and the example that Abraham was to us in his faith. And by the way, he was not flawless, but he was faithful. And that's very important. Very, very important to understand that he did make mistakes. He did fail. He did sin. But he did not give up. He stayed faithful. And I believe that is a good example for us, because we too are of the same flesh, are we not? We are of the same flesh. We are of the same weaknesses and the same tendencies when it comes to this subject of faith and walking with our God. And so I hope that some of these principles will be an encouragement to you. This is not an exhaustive study on faith by any stretch of the imagination, but just some things that I thought might be helpful tonight. One of the things that I have realized in my own life, I'm sure there are much better definitions than this for faith, but I feel like this is a very much a strong aspect of faith, and that is simply this: relinquishing full control to God. I guess you can add that aspect, and you could say, well, that's surrender, but that is faith as well, because what you're doing, in essence, you are saying, God, you know better than I do, and I'm going to follow your lead. I'm going to let you lead me in this journey. And it is relinquishing full control. And the wonderful thing about faith, biblical faith, is the fact that when we do relinquish all control with God and faith in Him, that is, there is complete security. Complete, absolute, 100% security when we do relinquish that full control to our Heavenly Father, to our God. And so that is something, things I want to bring out tonight. You know, I don't know about you guys, but what you guys think about these new cars that they're putting out now that are basically self-driven, I guess you want to say. They have their built-in GPSs and their built-in sensors. And in fact, correct me if I'm wrong, but I just heard of a report just within the past month that there was someone seriously injured because of that, and may have been killed. I can't verify that, but it was definitely a serious injury because they had become dependent on this car, you know. And I don't know if the guy was just decided to take a nap and depend on this car to drive him where he's going. I don't know about you, I could never do that. I mean, can you imagine going down the interstate, going down Interstate 85 at 75 miles an hour, kicking back in the driver's seat, snoring? Man, that's some serious faith right there, isn't it? That's put some faith in that car. Well, I have to say, that's not faith, that's foolishness. But you know, listen, I'm talking about somebody that's not a car, that's been man-made. I'm talking about putting faith in the God of heaven, the Creator and King, the Great Shepherd, the Good Shepherd, the Loving Father. And He is the one that we are putting our faith in. He is totally and absolutely dependable. And I believe Abraham had that in his heart. Now, not all times, because, like, again, he had the tendencies like we all do. Let's just read there, and I'll read those verses. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Aren't you thankful that came true? And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And verse 4, so Abram departed. I like that. When if I could underline that, I'd just simply put right above that, obedience/faith. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And so I'll stop it right there just for sake of time. But we see here Abraham has been called out on a great journey. And I mean a great journey. Hundreds and hundreds of miles of traveling to a land that God is promising Abram, the chosen land to the children of Israel. And He's calling Abram out of a place that, by the way, he was very comfortable. He was a very wealthy man, if you will, very well off at the time, and had livestock, had many, just a huge family, as it appears in Scripture. And it seemed like he was in a place of prominence and popularity, and a man that is called out to go where, not knowing where he would go. And we'll talk more about that here in a minute. But let me just give you a few things here for us to think about tonight in this area of faith. And this journey of faith that God has called us all to. The first one I want us to see here is simply that when we're walking by faith, we need to understand that walking by faith is not for the faint-hearted. It is not for the faint-hearted. Why don't we look over there in Proverbs for a minute. Hold your place there, Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. Chapter 24, verse 12, it's a very short verse, but it says here in verse 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Now, I want to clarify something here when we're talking about fainting. Because this walk by faith, it is a rigorous journey. May we not forget that. It is a rigorous journey. Just like when God called Abram to go out on this great journey of traveling by foot and his livestock and just with the elements there in the desert land. I lived in the desert. I know the heat. I know the lack of water in so many ways and all the obstacles that are faced in that kind of environment. But a man that was called out into this rigorous journey, he stepped out by faith. Trusting that even though the elements were not all in the right place, his environment was not a perfect environment. And I'm afraid sometimes we do try to look for a perfect environment to step out by faith. We've all been there, haven't we? We want to wait for that perfect environment. But a lot of times it's a rigorous environment. It's a rigorous journey. And by the way, that doesn't mean simply that we're saying that a weakness is a sin here. That's not what I feel that's talking about. What it is I think it's refusing to put our dependence on God Almighty. I think it's saying those that are faint-hearted are basically what it boils down to is those that are leaning within themselves on their own strength, on their own power, instead of leaning and being dependent upon God Almighty. And walking by faith is not for the faint-hearted. It is a rigorous journey. And there is a reality of famine, is there not? Back over there and back in our passage, we see it wasn't long at all. It wasn't long at all before we see in verse 9, it says, "And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south, and guess what he runs into? And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there." And we know that that got him into some trouble. And we're not going to go deeply into that tonight, but we need to understand that, hey, when this thing is walking by faith, just like the children of Israel, when they came to those times where there was a famine, walking by faith, we got to understand there will be times of famine that God leads us to many times. He leads us into an area where perhaps we feel weak and where we feel, and guess why He's doing that? To bring us more dependent upon Himself. I'm sure we all have been there. I hope you've admitted that you've been there, that God has brought you to a place where you just ran out of answers. You tried to think of put it all together, and you just became weak in that man. And there was a famine. You weren't on the mountaintop, so to speak. And there were so many needs surrounding you. You almost just felt overwhelmed. And God does that many times to bring us closer to Himself. And so we got to remember that just because there is a famine in the land, and just as Abram was kept walking by faith, we see here that there is times when there's a famine, but it's how we respond in the time of famine is the most important, that we don't take it upon ourselves. And again, remember the key word I used here in the beginning. You will see each time that Abraham got in trouble, Sarah too, and this goes for all of us here tonight, guess what happened? They did not relinquish full control. They did not turn over full control to their lives to Almighty God. They took control. "I'll get us some food. I know God. We'll talk to these kings. We'll talk to these princes. I'll lie. Listen, I'll lie so we don't lose our lives." There was lies told. Of course, you know, and it goes down the list. "Sarah, we can't have a child. All right, let's take this matter into our own hands." They got to a point where it got dark. It just was a trying time. It was a time of famine, if you will. And they said, "Okay, let's take this over. Let's do this ourselves." Boy, you talking about getting in some big time trouble is when we try to get our hands on it. We try to start manipulating our God. Wow, that is so dangerous. And we need to ask the Lord to protect us from that. We need to work and live without manipulating and trying to formulate things on our own. But walking by faith is not for the faint-hearted. It's for those that will depend completely upon God that He gives them strength and He gives them the ability to keep strong. And we see number two here that walking by faith is not without failure. Walking by faith is not without failure. I mean, I'm sure Abraham, when he was on this journey, and even as he was progressing forward, there were times where he felt like a failure. And sometimes it was because of his choice. But I think of Lot. It was a situation where a family member just turned rebellious against God. And being in the place that he was as a fatherly figure to Lot, I'm sure he took some of the blame of that and felt like perhaps he was a failure. But you know, there are times of failure as we're walking by faith. And sometimes it's not all our fault. Sometimes it's because of certain situations of others. But the fact of the matter is, we need to realize that when we do walk by faith, there will be times where we mess up. And God understands that. But only God and His sovereignty and His full control, and only our God can take something like that when we do make a mistake. When we do fail God, He can take that. And then when there's been repentance, He can use that for our good and His glory. God knows how to do that. Not saying there's not consequences for our choices. There will be. But God can take those things. I think about the regretful choice that going down into Egypt and then telling the lies that he did. And then, of course, he and Sarah giving up on the fact of having a child. And Hagar and that all the details surrounding that. I'm sure there was a regretful choice by Abraham. And I think if we were all honest here tonight, we all have choices that we regret in life. This journey of faith that we're on, it's just something that is so real. Because there are going to be mistakes, but I just want to encourage you again tonight, church, just because there has been regretful choices, if you want to walk by faith, you will continue walking by faith. And you will let God forgive you, and He will, and you'll let God heal you. He will heal me. He will heal those wounds, and He will give us the grace that we need, just like He did Abraham, who, yes, made some mistakes, but he kept going. And God continually blessed him. Not that there was not consequences, but we see a man that continued walking by faith. And I want to tell you something, because a lot of times, and I don't want to this be taken out of context, I hope you understand where I'm coming from when I say this, but a life by faith is sometimes stepping out and taking some chances, if you will. Okay? It's almost stepping out and saying, you know, this thing could go bad. And I'm not talking about stepping out on a sinful choice. I'm just talking about stepping out perhaps in an area where God is leading you and perhaps it doesn't work out the way it did. That's all right. God will take that and use that for our good and His glory. And walking by faith is not without failure and not succeeding necessarily completely. Making some bad choices. But God can take that. Thank God He can. Take it and use it for our good and His glory. But then thirdly, I want us to see here, walking by faith is not without forfeiting some things. You say, forfeiting? What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, I mean, walking by faith, of course, we got to be willing to give up some things in our life. One of the things that I see Abraham gave up so very clear as he departed his land of comfort is familiarity. A place where he was familiar with his surroundings. He knew his neighbors. He knew the butcher, okay? He knew, as we say in French, the boulangerie, the bakery, where the bread was, where the good bread was, by the way, amen. Where to find the places to go and the people that are around, the town people. He was familiar with that. But boy, if I got a long way to go, and I know it, but if there's some things I'm learning about faith, I'm telling you what, God's going to take His children out of the comfort zone. If we're going to walk by faith, He's going to put you in some places where you're like, whoa. Where am I? What do I do now? Hey, listen, that's faith. That's what will happen many times. God will bring, put things on your heart. He will lead you, all in His will, of course. That's according to the Word of God. Again, I always say that. This is all within the context of the Spirit of God using the Spirit of truth and guiding us. But the fact of the matter is, God will take us out of our comfort zone as we walk by faith. And can I just encourage you, as you are out of your comfort zone, don't try to put your hands on something to get out of the comfort, get out of that uncomfortable zone, if you will. Let God do what He's going to do. Don't buck it. Allow God to have His way. But not only will it be forfeiting the familiarity and your comfort zone, but a lot of times faith is not without forfeiting your most favored possession. Some of the things that might be most dear to you in this journey of faith, God and His foreknowledge, and God and His omniscience and all-knowing and all-wise God knows areas where to touch us and perhaps remove something that's most precious to us. Many of you have experienced that, if not all of us, where God will do that from time to time, like Abram. We don't have time to look there, but you know the story. Again, I don't have time, you know the story with Isaac. That was, God had brought him to a point, and that was his most favored and most precious possession that he had. And we don't see in Scripture where he bucked. We don't see in Scripture where he complained. We see that he had come to that point where he was willing to forfeit or to give up all for God's glory. What an example of faith. And do we not see that same principle in the New Testament? He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He says, if any man, Jesus told us that, if any man will come after me, he will deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What is that cross? That's the cross of sacrifice. That's the cross of forfeiting, giving up something perhaps that's precious to me so that I may be closer to Jesus. I heard an older man that discipled me about a year after I'd been saved, and I kind of took me by surprise what he told me. Man, he's like the apostle. He's like Moses, actually, not the Apostle Paul. He was up there, and he might have known Moses. To be honest with you, I don't know. He came across to me like that. I know he was in his 90s, but one thing he said to me, and his wife, she was in her 90s as well, and they were discipling me, and they were preparing a meal one day, and he looked at me and he said, "Let me tell you something." He was talking about at the time I wasn't married or didn't even have a fiance, but he was talking just and trying to encourage me. He said, "I'm going to tell you something, Brother Brinson." He said, "You see that lady right there? I love her to death. I love her with all of my heart, but I want to tell you something. She's number two in my life. Jesus Christ is number one. And she knows that, and she believes the same way. I'm number two. I come second. Jesus Christ is first." And a lot of times things will come into our life for God to test that. He will test us and to see truly, is He really our first love? Is He really the one that we love the most in this world, the most dearest to us? And I believe God is looking for His children when we're walking by faith, just to make sure that He is number one. He is the reason we can step out and trust Him, because we do trust Him. We have 100% confidence in Him that He will take care of us and meet our needs. I'm thankful that God knows exactly what we have need of, even before we ask. You know, it goes without, walking by faith is also, it's not without forfeiting. And this goes without saying, folks, but it's not without forfeiting foreknowledge. We want to know, don't we? Anybody here like me, you want to know exactly all the details. You want the plan. You want to have it all put together. And it's all right to plan, but God does not want us to live that way, in the sense that having it all together. Look over in this passage as we close. Go over to Genesis chapter 11. And I'm going to hush. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm confusing y'all, I know it. Hebrews chapter 11. As you know, in this passage, we see the faith of Abraham and so many others, that we see tremendous example of what he did when God called him. Look there in verse 8. It says, by faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. And you know what, folks? We need to not try to get it all figured out when God is calling us forward to do things by faith, as we walk by faith in this life. Let's not get so caught up in maybe perhaps knowing all the details about it, because God knows about it. He's already there. And as Abraham took a step out by faith, not knowing where he was going, but he knew God was leading him, God was calling him. And I believe that's something we can stand strong on and realize that truly is pure faith, is us trusting the Lord. What's going to behold us here at Crooked Creek Baptist Church a year from now? I don't know, and I'm not going to try to get it all figured out, but I know one thing. I know I'm going to take one step at a time. And I believe you are too, and I believe we're going to do that together, trusting God to do great things. Not try to get it all figured out, but just walk with Him daily. And realizing that it is a battle, and we're not going to get faint-hearted, because we're going to be dependent upon the Lord on this rigorous journey. But isn't this journey worth it? Isn't He worth it? He is absolutely worthy of all the energy and our choice and our will. He is worthy of it all. You know, in closing, God wants us. He wants all of us. But one thing that we got to do, we got to be able to just let go. We got to be willing just to let go and let God. The temptation is to hold on to my life. Lord, I got this. But if I could say this, if you want to put your hands on something, if you want to put your hands on something, put them in His hands. Put them in God's hands and say, God, You take me where You want me. But you just relinquish. You give all control over to Him. You know, when I went into the military, and anybody that goes in the military has to do this, I don't care if it's National Guard or whatever it is, when you sign that dotted line, of course they tell you, oh, we're going to pay for your food, your medical. Hey, listen, life's going to be grand. They tell you everything. We're going to give you a bonus. All you need to do is just sign that dotted line. Come on, sign it right here. They get you in there and sign it. And when you do sign it, which I'm glad I did, by the way, they have full control. And though, I'll tell you one thing, there are some doubts about the U.S. government, and even now, there's coming more and more doubts about them having full control. But listen, there should be no doubts about our God having full control. He's not trying to get one over us, is He? He would never do that. He's only doing what's best for us. He wants full control. That's faith, letting Him have it. Even though we don't understand it, even though we don't know where exactly it's taking us at the time, we'll just give Him full control. Let's pray. Father, I'm thankful for the life of Abraham. Lord, we dare not be too hard on Abraham. He did make some mistakes, and Lord, we're guilty too. We've lied. We've lied to You. We've lied to ourselves. We've lied to others with our hypocrisy. Father God, we've taken matters into our own hands time and time again. But yet, God, You remain faithful and you are with us. And Lord, as we come to you repenting and seeking for you to have full control of our lives, Lord, we want to thank you for remaining faithful to us. You are so worthy to be praised, God, and we are just rejoicing in our hearts tonight that we have a loving, all-faithful God who knows what's the very best for His children. Lord, may we not forget it. We'll thank you now for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.